Gentlemen and Disappointments. We are coming to you live from the Woman Caves in New York and Connecticut. My name is Leslie.
And my name is Melissa.
And we are Verbally Disastrous. This podcast is copyrighted through the U.S. Copyright Office as well as the Writers Guild of America. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Verbally Disastrous podcast. This is your host, Leslie M. Jasper. This podcast can be listened to on over 20 podcast platforms, including YouTube. This is part B on my discussion about juggling motherhood and working with the tools. Let's finish the discussion. I remember feeling like I had some wiggle room once the credit cards came into my hand. They are helpful when you need to manage unexpected expenses. However, they are a dangerous and slippery slope to get into and hard to repay back. The bad part of credit cards is you tend to lean on them and not try so hard to budget. For a while, I had to make $20 last 2 weeks for groceries. This means that I had to eat a tremendous amount of cheap food. My carb-laden diet wreaked havoc on my health and caused me to gain weight. These are some rather unpleasant side effects of being a broke-ass single mom. I had a crazy schedule back during that era. Today, as an older woman, I do not have any of the energy to attempt to do that today. I'd have to go lay in a ditch. Or try to go Wednesdays and work the strip club at night. Then again, I have zero interest in doing the single mom journey ever again, so we're pretty safe on that. At the peak of my craziest schedule back between 1996 and 1997, I was up at 5 a.m. and in bed between 1 to 2 a.m. during the week. I would work as late as 7:30 p.m. doing overtime at the first job, and then head over to the second job and work the phones as a telemarketer up till midnight. We were calling the West Coast. Midnight here is 9 p.m. over there. I also worked at an upscale gym on the weekends when the telemarketing place was closed on Sundays. I made money and tips at the health club, so I preferred to work at that job. I had to be in my business college classes two nights a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I would get out of school at 10 p.m. and sometimes head to my second job if I got out earlier. My apprentice school was on Mondays and Wednesdays. I would leave school and go to the second job until midnight. On Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, I would either work overtime as an apprentice or head over to the telemarketing job or the health club. I literally had no time to have car problems. Problems certainly didn't elude me during this journey either. At one point, I lost my second daycare lady due to Tom's bad behavior. She was the most kind, warm, and understanding woman. However, a badly behaved kid can cause problems even for the nicest people. I attempted to sneak Tom in at the health club into the kitchen. Finding a daycare lady as cheap as $3 an hour was a huge challenge. Some nasty, busybody woman snitched on me to my boss. Therefore, the job ended not long after that. By the time I reached my fifth year of my apprenticeship, I started a second job while using the phone at home. It was cold calling from a list in an effort to sell carpet cleaning services. Fun. Yay. It wasn't easy with a child that wanted my attention. So now I'm at home, so he's thinking, pay attention to me. Once I passed my Connecticut E2 electrical license, I was able to quit my second job. I was over the moon with the $5 an hour pay increase. Whoop, whoop. It was at that moment when I felt like life was going to be a little bit easier as a single mom. The one thing that I tried to avoid was dating back in my 20s. After all, I didn't even have the time to date. Having a child with behavior problems was a huge determinant in my mind. I know Tom wanted a father figure and would voice his desire on occasion. He even tugged on a guy's shirt years ago when the guy turned around. And he goes, "You want my mother's phone number? It's blah, 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 blah." I looked down and I'm like, "He's giving out the phone number." The guy smiled and he's like, "Oh, thank you, buddy." And then bolted out. Come on, buddy. I'm going to have to try to find my own. I can find my own, buddy. If it wasn't working, I wanted to sleep and rest up. However, I did cross paths while at work with men that wanted to date me. I had a nice guy who I dated for a while. However, his mom didn't like me because I was a widowed single mother. It's not like I could help my fate. I know of at least one other mother who didn't like my single mother widow status. I think it's stupid to judge a person just based upon facts that are beyond a person's control. As a mother of two sons, I want them to be in a happy, healthy relationship. I'm sure I would probably look at her with some degree of scrutiny if she came into a relationship with a bunch of drama and an angry baby daddy. Relationship failures happen, so I wouldn't hold a single mom factor against a young woman. After all, men could have kids and it doesn't impact their life in future relationships as much as a woman's experience. The silver lining for either of my sons to dating a single mother would be the higher level of responsibility and maturity. This young woman would be more than likely to have some of her stuff together compared to the boys who have limited responsibilities. As an older woman with an adult son and a son in high school, you would think that dating is easier. I did walk away from a 5-year relationship back in 2019. The good thing is that there's no pressure to make a relationship work to start a family. I honestly don't desire to date a man with small kids. However, I can't totally rule it out. I honestly don't want to date a 60-year-old or older either. I'm not fond of swapping spit with men with bad breath and or tired lazy dudes either. Perhaps my encounters from here on out will be with younger guys who want to chase down a cougar. Madonna and Demi Moore are my cougar idols. Since I brought up the subject of dating as a single mom, I might as well also speak on dating as a female construction worker. Over the years of being single while working with the tools, there is an inaccurate perception on who I am as a woman in my private life. I believe that my career gives men a weird initial impression that, since I work in a rough and tough male-dominated and construction environment, I am the type to be a rough woman at home. I have had coworkers joke around with me that I can't have a pencil pusher as a significant other since I would beat his ass. I do indeed laugh at the jokes since they are funny even if they are at my expense. I'm aware that jokes come from a sliver of belief on steroids. Meanwhile, I'm an absolutely calm and chill person in my home environment. I have also had some coworkers joke with me about being the man in the relationship. Meanwhile, we didn't even date for them to have that perception. The only basis that they draw from is being a tough woman on the job who is strong and very capable of pulling my own weight with my work. I do admit that I am the type to call a man out on his nonsense if what he says or does shifts from his core values. On the same token, I also expect to be called out if I'm perceived to waver from my core values. Believe it or not, I'm not looking to dominate another soul and put his gonads in my purse. Physical abuse or emotional immaturity are not tolerated within my sanctuary. I have heard countless men complain about their women being dependent on them for the family income. However, a woman who makes as much as them or more is a problem. Many men find a woman with a great career to be intimidating. Then there are men who claim they're cool with my career, but eventually want to put their hand in my pocket. Perhaps the problem lies within not having anything such as money to hang over my head. After all, if I'm in a relationship, I'm there with free will and not being held economically hostage. Then again, I only need one person to be unfazed and in my corner as much as I'm in his corner. I have momentary spurts of trying to date. I then have times where I don't even want to be bothered with sifting through the man candy store that is online. The beauty is that I'm not under pressure to find a man out of necessity, so I'm at peace with my current life. Thank goodness for that. I'd rather be at peace alone than miserable and stuck in a bad relationship. When you make your own money and have a pension as a woman, it takes a lot of pressure off of a relationship, I would think. I don't believe that another person's insecurity is my fault. After giving myself proper time to heal from my previous relationship, I'm in a really good place in life and in no rush for anything that is not meant to be. That's all I'm going to say on that. After 7 years of being a single mother, I did allow myself to get into a relationship. My fear of becoming a widow again lingered with me for many years. Because of my early trauma as a widow, I struggled with the concept of getting married again. I entered a relationship in my late 20s and decided to have my last child before hitting 30 years old. Financially, it was much easier to get through that process and raise a child with his father. I revealed in a previous job site story about my struggles of working with the tools while pregnant. I did crazy stuff like climbing an extension ladder onto the track and worked outside in the winter. You couldn't pay me to go through that process ever again. I find it interesting that there is a Family Leave Act nowadays. Back then, there was no such thing. Amen for baby progress steps. If I had to use the bathroom, I used a temporary bathroom with the legendary Blue Lagoon. I prayed that nothing splashed back up at me while I was using it on any given day. I really worried about it the most while I was pregnant. Working while pregnant was rough by itself. I had to push myself way past my tired threshold to get through the day. Working outside during extreme temperatures, whether hot or cold, is not easy. The minute you get inside, you feel that overwhelming sensation to sleep. During the days of drinking at lunchtime, I would have the strongest urge to take a nap by the evening time. I had to get through my mom duties before going to sleep. During the winter time, while working outside, I used to mentally force myself to quickly make dinner, supervise homework, wash dishes, and get my youngest ready for bed before allowing myself to eat and go to bed. My son Tom used to try to get me to sit with them at the dinner table. I explained that I couldn't do it. Now that he's on a deck job working outside, he now understands how absolutely exhausting it is. He will periodically send photos of the deck job and tell me how cold it is at work. I laughed and agreed that the winter time is indeed rough. Despite shifting from tools to management, I'm still subjected to the elements, yet not an all-day thing like before. I learned many things while on my motherhood walk. I learned patience while raising my sons. I also learned to not freak out over things that truly don't matter. Just don't buy nice furniture and try to find crafty ways to clean up the messes, because there will be plenty of them. You have to get the family involved in regular housekeeping. I would delegate some tasks to the troops so that it wasn't as overwhelmed. The boys don't bat an eye when they see me working under the car or hanging sheetrock on the ceiling with a homemade sheetrock buddy. My youngest gave me the nickname of, quote, Cinderflower when he was young. He tells me that there is nothing that I'm not capable of doing. I take great pride in hearing that. Around the same age, we are walking past a Home Depot toy section. Johnny sees the sign that says, he can do it, and instantly got frustrated with the sign. He instantly says, hey, that's sexist. I'm honored that my eldest son has told me that my example has shown him that he can find a good woman that will contribute financially while they're building the empire. I don't think he wants a lazy buns. He's not looking for one lady, sorry. He wants a motivated one that pulls her wallet out. He likes that. Once in a while, I have expressed my guilt over working massive amounts of time over the years and not being able to be there to spend more time with them. Both of them have expressed that they're happy young men who didn't suffer from my career. As a group, I've been able to forge for us some epic adventures over the years. If I was at home on welfare, they would have not had the same experiences. If anything, I would have been a depressed welfare mom who was always scraping pennies to get by. That's not a great way to sustain either. I was actually pushed into the work world by my husband. I kind of thought I would be the stay-at-home mom back then. Reality hit both of us like a ton of bricks when you realize how much everything costs. Once I went down my own career path, I became addicted to my own income with my own hands. I'm accustomed to my own life, and I couldn't imagine putting myself at the mercy of a man these days. I'm accustomed to my own life, and I couldn't imagine putting myself at the mercy of a man. There is a sense of peace with having your own financial freedom. There must be a balance between working to earn a living and enjoying downtime with your family. This is something that I have gotten better over the years with over time. Sadly, I equate raising children with the struggle. I'd like to enjoy my future grandchildren in a way that I didn't get to do when I was a young, single mother. Ideally, I don't desire to be the daily babysitter of them. I like my freedom now that the boys are pretty much grown. I'd like doses of quality fun and then return them to their parents, all sugared up. It is my desire to see them find a woman to build a strong, long-term empire with in the future. I'd hate to see either of them struggle as single parents. I also don't want them to burn through their life always working either. I honestly can't say that I would want to go back in time to when they were younger. I'm good with this side of the mountain. It is a very different relationship when you serve more as a peer and less of a disciplinarian. I like my role much better than always working and being up their behind to do the right thing. I will get on the phone and speak with my eldest son for hours. He has a way better understanding of me the older he gets. This is especially true now that he also works as an electrician. He has about 18 months left of his apprenticeship. I offer advice to him about work and guidance and talk about things that I wish someone would have told me so that he is more successful than I am. Meanwhile, I'm coaching my youngest son about going to college since those choices are coming up very soon. He goes back and forth about becoming an electrician. Ultimately, he needs to make the choice for himself since he's the one who has to endure it day after day, year after year. Although, I'd like to see him become an electrical engineer or some technical job. We all have some degrees of regret in our lives. Life must be lived on the fly, so executive decisions are made. You gotta stand by those executive decisions, right or wrong. Being the Monday night couch quarterback benefits no one. The important thing is to make good decisions and to serve as a guide for your children so that they can be as successful and happy as possible. leaving a positive imprint long after you're gone is what is truly important to me now. For the tired ladies out there who are in the single mom grind, it won't last forever. You'll watch them fly the nest sooner than you think. Stay strong and keep up the great work. That is all that I have for you on this topic. Thank you for listening. For more information, head over to my website at www.constructiontales.com. I thank you again for listening. You are truly appreciated, and I wish you a great day. Peace out, Cub Scout. This wraps up another episode on the Verbally Disastrous podcast that can be found on over 20 podcast platforms, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, Pandora Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. For more information, head over to our website at www.constructiontales.com. I thank you for listening and have a great day. This podcast is protected through the U.S. Copyright Office as well as the Writers Guild of America.